Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Timberwolves are back in town after a two-game stay in New Orleans. They were able to beat the Pelicans. They had to do overtime duty Tuesday night. They beat them Thursday night. And now the Timberwolves come back and take on the L.A. Clippers tonight. Chris Hine, good enough to join us from the Star Tribune. Chris, always good to visit with you.
Good to be with you, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good. First night in New Orleans, it looked like they aren't going to get beat by the Pelicans. They did get it to overtime, take control in overtime, and get the W, but that was a little more work than it needed to be.
Yeah, it was. Before that game, I think Chris Finch kind of foretold something about his team and said basically the team has a tendency to get bored sometimes, or they started the season bored on the defensive end of the floor, and I think you saw that manifest itself, especially Tuesday against the Pelicans. But they got a win, which it was better than they've handled it in some situations in previous years. Yeah. Against some of these lower tier teams that they face. So right now, they've mostly taken care of business. It hasn't always been pretty, but they've put wins in the win column against the teams they generally should win against, so that's an improvement over previous years in that sense. But I think if you were to ask them right now, they're not playing up to the best of their abilities. They recognize that, and I think it's about finding that consistency for them, especially on the defensive end of the floor right now.
Yeah, and that makes what Oklahoma City is doing even more extraordinary, because they're the defending NBA champs, and they played a lot of games and into the summer, and they've come out of the gate, and they are rolling. It is extraordinary what Oklahoma City is doing, when you would think the defending NBA champs and playing all those games a season ago would be, hey, top six, we're good, just avoid the play-in, and we have a chance to defend our title. But Oklahoma City's come out of the gate. They're maybe even on more of a mission than they were a year ago.
They might be. It's incredible. And they haven't had Jalen Williams for, most of the season. He just got back recently. So really, really fascinating to see. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has barely played in fourth quarters this season because they've been up by so much entering the fourth quarter of a lot of their games, that he's barely played. And that's where, if you're a team like the Wolves or anybody else in the Western Conference right now looking around, it's like, this is the standard. This is what you have to aspire to be. This is who you have to take down. So how do you get yourself up to that level of being able to match their consistency, their intensity on a night-in, night-out level? Because come April and May, they're going to be able to ratchet it up because they've been at that level the whole season. If you're a team like the Wolves, it's been kind of up and down. It's going to be hard to turn it on and keep it on once you've been doing that for the whole regular season.
Chris Hine joining us, and he covers the Timberwolves. So for the Star Tribune, and they're home tonight against the LA Clippers. They're on the other end of the spectrum from the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is a franchise with the brand new building, state of the art, an billionaire owner, and this is a team in total disarray.
Yeah, it is. And there's, you know, they just let go of Chris Paul this week, and there's been a lot of drama around that with them. And, you know, I think they looked at their season a year ago, losing in seven games to Denver, and thought, well, listen, I guess we're not that far away from competing. You know, if you use the transitive property on some of this, you know, they lose to Denver in seven, Denver loses to Oklahoma City in seven, so maybe we're not that far away. And I think that's a dangerous game to play sometimes. And sure enough, I think, you know, the Clippers have to look long and hard about where they're going this year and in the immediate future, and figure out what their best course of action is, because this year it just has not worked at all.
What about the Chris Paul thing? Do you have a thought on that and how that was handled? There was a lot of hand-wringing about it, but I don't know.
I haven't really dug into it too much other than to see that it appeared that Chris Paul and Ty Lue weren't really on speaking terms for a long time. So probably personality clashes leading to tension, which probably maybe boiled over at some point, it appears. So, yeah, it was strange, and strange the way it went down, like basically in the middle of the night, it seemed.
Yeah,
so very strange.
It did come late, and Chris Paul, of course, certainly had a reputation as being an agitator, and it seems like they had just had enough of that act. To the Timberwolves, there's still a lot of hand-wringing about point guard play, and do they have the right ingredients to challenge in the West, considering what Oklahoma City is doing this year? What's your read on this? It's still early in the season.
You know, it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a fascinating question, and I think something Chris Finch just said in his pregame press conference is maybe going to affect kind of where I think this team might be headed in that direction. And it relates to something he said about Dante DiVincenzo. Basically, Dante's been playing well this season, in part because I think they've given him longer shifts, more minutes than he had a season ago. The move to the starting lineup has improved. And basically, Finch said that, you know, in order to get the best version of Dante, that they felt like they had to make a move like this, to put him in the starting lineup, to play him more minutes. Okay, so now, what does that mean for the point guard situation? To me, that means that if you're going to try to get a point guard, where are you going to play the point guard exactly? Are you going to take Dante out of the starting lineup? That doesn't seem to be the case based on what I just heard from Chris Finch. So, to me, the point guard situation is very much in flux, and I think with the way the roster is currently constructed right now, you know, just bringing in another point guard or something like that, I don't know that that's necessarily the answer. Now, maybe there's a larger move out there that shakes up the roster to a larger degree that, you know, we maybe materializes at some point here. But just based on kind of where they're at right now with this current configuration and what they're getting out of you know, Ant and Dante and Julius. Like, I think they're kind of not, I don't want to say stuck with what they have, but because it's a pretty good unit, but this is kind of what they got right now. And I think it would require a major shakeup to alter that.
Yeah. And do they want to go that route in this season? You know, shake up the apple cart that much for a team that clearly is good enough to get into the postseason and clearly has enough talent to get on another run and go deep in the playoffs. Can anybody, and I just want to make this final point, and I know you're tight on time, you know, does it feel like already that in the Western Conference it's kind of like Oklahoma City and everybody else? How much do you want to shake up the apple cart with that reality?
That's exactly it. You have to make that calculation as an organization. And that's why I have maintained in my writing and whenever I've been on, you know, radio or podcasting, any move that they make coming up at the deadline this year, I don't think you can look at with an eye towards this year. I think if they make a move, it'll be with an eye towards next season and the season after that. And it's more, it would be more of a longer-term move, in my eyes, than a shorter-term move. So that's what I would be looking for at the deadline, is something that maybe, that's why I say, you know, a major shakeup could be, you know, something that they look to. And obviously Tim Connelly has been very, you know, not gun-shy since they pulled the trigger on some big moves. So I think that's what you're going to be looking for at the deadline, not so much for this season, again, because you have to figure out, what are our odds of winning a championship this season versus maybe down the road a little bit when Oklahoma City has some of these big money contracts coming off the books and they're going to have to make some decisions about their future.
For sure. Well, Chris, always great. We appreciate the time and your coverage.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
There he is, Chris Hines, Star Tribune online, startribune.com. Timberwolves and Clippers, this is another one you got to have at home tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, earlier in the day, D2 playoffs, Minnesota State on the road at number one Ferris State, tall order for the Mavs. They had an early lead, and then it was Ferris State. Aaron Worm, the voice of the Mavericks, joins us. Aaron, thanks for hanging on. Tough day for the Mavs.
Yeah, you know, Ferris State, of course, they have a very good team, obviously, winners of three of their last four national titles. And, yeah, 52-29, the final seed today in Big Rapids, Michigan. Minnesota State, they were down 24-7. They did have a 7-3 lead in the first quarter, like you mentioned, but down 24-7 late in the first half. They got it to a 24-14 game. Mitchell Thompson, the quarterback for Minnesota State, with two rushing touchdowns in the game, cut the lead to 10. And then Ferris State would turn the football over. Minnesota State would get it in Ferris State territory late before halftime, but they would turn it over themselves on an interception. It stays 24-14 at halftime. Then Ferris State was driving in the third quarter. They were in the Maverick red zone, and he picked six by Amon Williams, 96-yard return for a touchdown. And just like that, it was a three-point game, 24-21, but Ferris State would answer with 21 straight. They would score touchdowns their next three drives to take control, and they go on for a 52-29 victory. On the ground for Ferris State, 307 yards, 482 total for Minnesota State, held to 118 yards rushing, 165 to the air for 283. Turnovers, both teams with two turnovers in this one, as Ferris State had the football for 34-plus minutes, Minnesota State 25-plus minutes. The Mavericks, their road trip through the playoffs comes to an end today against a very good Ferris State team. What a nice run by head coach Todd Hoffner and his gang as the Mavericks wrap up the season with a 10-4 record. And final score in Super Region 3 from Big Rapids, Michigan, Ferris State 52, Minnesota State 29. Reporting from inside the Sun Country Plain in Grand Rapids, Michigan for WCCO, I'm Aaron Worm.
All right, Aaron, thanks for your help all season long. There he is, Aaron Worm, voice of the Mavericks. Safe travel to the Mavs. Back home to Minnesota. Light snow 22. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And Vikes, Commanders tomorrow at noon. Now it's all about development of J.J. McCarthy. It probably was all along. We'll get into that in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.